April 4th, Good Friday, 1980. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land. Matthew 27, verse 45. Joshua trees are shaggy giants that grow in such fantastic shapes. Desert travelers often liken them to eccentric persons and get quite a few laughs. But on a stark mountain ridge, I once saw one that was shaped like a cross. Remembering it, I hiked back up there one Good Friday. The day was dark and the dagger-shaped tree was mysteriously wreathed in thick gray clouds. My mood grew as somber as the scene, so I knelt down and, suddenly, I was sensing the pain and sorrow of the crucifixion, as though I'd been there. But then on Sunday, when I went back, the whole picture had changed. There in a sunny field of wild poppies, with a meadowlark singing its heart out, the ancient tree had surprisingly turned into a symbol of the resurrection, for with one long shaggy arm, it held out the only flower it would produce all year, a mammoth white lily. And I felt, really felt, the glory of Easter. Lord, thank you for all the quiet, secret ways you reveal yourself.